with Avis Berman on August 10th, 1982, in his studio in 10th Street in Washington, D.C. Well, let's begin with Waterbury and ask how your parents ended up there.
Well, my father was born in Russia, so was my mother. And my father escaped Russia in 1905, at the time of the Russo-Japanese War, because it was obvious that Rasputin was not very competent, and that he was sending training rifles to the soldiers at the front. They didn't have weapons to fight with. And he escaped at the age of 23, and got to England, where they had forged passports and so forth. And then he came to the United States shortly thereafter, I guess about 1906. He had to learn English, and his brother-in-law had a farm on the outskirts of Waterbury, Connecticut. So my father could always get a job because he was a very skilled mechanic, that is, tool maker. He had worked since he was 10 in an industrial town in Russia, a town that was called Yuzovka, after an English industrialist named Hughes. Later, the name of the town was changed to Stalino, and what it is now, I have no idea. But he had a great gift for invention and a great deal of initiative, so that he would invent safety devices for the machines, and he had many inventions himself. In other words, he could make anything with metal. He knew all about it. So that in Waterbury, he worked for Chase Rolling Mills, Scoville Manufacturing Company, and so we were, my brothers and I were born in Waterbury, Connecticut. Mm-hmm.
And what was your mother's maiden name? Where did she come from?
She came from Odessa. Her maiden name was Levine.
And,
but she had a great, an interesting background. That is, she loved music, and she had volumes in Russian and Yiddish. Stories of de Maupassant, mm-hmm. which I couldn't read, and some other other books, and she would go down to the Metropolitan Museum by herself to listen to the great singers. She had no formal education. And early on, she would go to the Metropolitan Museum and pick out a painting for me to copy to send to relatives who were about to get married or to have children. And that started me off. I copied about 15 paintings there.
Do you remember any of them?
Oh, sure. She had classical taste. She liked Claude Lorraine. I copied a Ford. She liked Constable. I copied Rembrandt on my own. But Corot, Poussin. She liked George Innes. I copied Autumn Oaks. That was in the Lennox collection of the New York Public Library. That was before your time. They had a whole room with some very good paintings.
So there was, first of all, what was your mother's first name, by the way?
Fanny.
So there was a great deal of culture in your house.
That's right.
And you were encouraged, but they must, so they realized that you were talented very early on.
Yeah.
And did they want you to become an artist?
Well, they thought I'd become a commercial artist. But by that time, I had been to the Art Students League when I was 16. I had studied with Nicolaides. And we used to